This is an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
Ti'n gwrando I RNIB Connect Radio a dyma ni yn yr Eisteddfod Genedlaethol Cymru ym Mhontypridd. We're listening to RNIB Connect Radio at the National Eisteddfod of Wales in Pontypridd. I'm at the RNIB Cymru stand and I'm joined now by Thomas Hughes, Welsh Language Officer for RNIB Cymru. Tom, croeso nôl, good to speak to you again.
Croeso.
For people who may not have been before, what's the National Eisteddfod all about?
Well, the National Eisteddfod is a celebration of Welsh culture. It's been going on for well over a century. It's the Wales's primary cultural festival. Over 100,000 people attend every year. We want to make sure that everyone can enjoy. So, yeah, we're here to promote a lot of our Welsh language services, our provision. And, yeah, it's basically a massive celebration of Welsh culture. It's a bit like the Welsh Glastonbury and Hay Festival rolled into one.
We're here at the RNIB Cymru stand. Have visitors been surprised by how many RNIB services are offered through the medium of Welsh?
Definitely. I mean, it's been nice to actually meet with some familiar faces and people who've actually engaged with RNIB in the past, you know, via the shop and things. But yeah, a lot of people have been taken by surprise by the Welsh language technology that's available. So the synthetic voices, so we have a Hark reader on display, which is available in Welsh as well. So yeah, it's taken people by surprise that they're able to use the Welsh language fully to live a fully independent life. So yeah, there's loads of great assistive tech available.
What are some of the most popular services delivered in the Welsh language?
Well, we have our helpline, so we have a Welsh language service available on the helpline. Also, the transcription service is fully bilingual, so that personal service is based in Cardiff, and you know, they're able to offer Welsh language accessible formats, wide variety, and that's very popular as well.
RNIB Cymru is also celebrating the recent Cynnig Cymraeg accreditation. What does that mean?
Well, the Cynnig Cymraeg, basically, it's sort of a gold standard that basically gives assurance to all our customers or users that our services are of a sufficient quality. So we've actually been highlighted as a really good example of an organisation that goes that extra mile. So when we offer our helpline, for example, we're moving towards more of an active offer in terms of record people's language preference. So that's something that we're working towards over the next year. All our bilingual communication in Wales, so we offer everything in Wales that goes out to the public that's offered bilingually. And it's also just a matter of just being able to, you know, allow people to access the service in the language that they need. And that, you know, people need, they don't require their own format. So we want to make sure that there's a synergy there. When people need something in a required format, that they can choose to have it in their own, well, their desired language as well.
Do you think that people sometimes feel that they maybe can't use Welsh during their sight loss journey?
I think that's definitely an issue in the past. I think things are improving with improved assistive technology and AI and so on, but there is a perception, I think particularly in the field of education, where, you know, there's obviously a big drive towards a million speakers, where people, you know, they don't want to have to choose between, you know, in the past they might have been pushed in a certain direction where they might not feel that they have an equal provision. So I think there's a lot of work to be done over the future in that regard. Yeah, I think there's a lot of people, you know, sometimes they, and this is one of the areas that we're trying to work with other organisations on the MICE, in terms of bilingual accessibility as well. So often, you know, web pages, for example, they might not be formatted properly to work with screen readers, or when people receive bilingual communication, it's formatted in a way that, you know, it isn't very accessible. But we have loads of practical tips to help people with that. So that's one of the things that we're really working towards improving, and just to give people a bit of practical advice as to how they can set things out in a simple manner that's accessible for everyone.
This year the MICE is in the centre of Pontypridd. How accessible is the area?
Well, obviously they've pushed people to come by train or by park and ride as well, so there is provision in place. There's an accessibility officer on the site. Also, if you're riding by train, there are plenty of stewards available as well to give guidance and assistance. So I think things have improved over the years as well. But if anyone's visiting the site and they have any feedback as well, we really appreciate if you could feed that back to us on our stall, because we want to make sure that next year's site is even more accessible.
What's been the reaction of RNIB service users and volunteers you've spoken to so far here?
All very positive. I think we've had a wide range of people, families and people from all ages. So we've got a little variety of things on the stall. Our little hook and gut game has been very popular. But yeah, I think people, it's nice for people to actually meet us in person, because we offer some services like our Rusty Welsh group, for example, and it's been nice to be able to offer the invitation for people to come and meet us in person for the first time. It's been fantastic.
And you don't need to be a fluent Welsh speaker to enjoy the goings-on at the Eisteddfod. It's always a welcoming atmosphere.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, the site this year is beautiful. We're right in the centre of Ynys Angharad Park, and our stall itself, we're just opposite the main stage, so we've been enjoying the music throughout the afternoon and the early evening. It's been fantastic.
And do you have a favourite part of the MICE, or an event you're particularly looking forward to throughout the week?
Oh, I like soaking in the atmosphere. I like meeting up with old friends on the MICE as well. So, yeah, I like going over to the Pentre Bwyd for some nice food, and then, yeah, just enjoying a few bands in the evening, I think, yeah.
Thomas, who's Welsh Language Officer for RNIB Cymru. Diolch yn fawr iawn. Ymuno ni ar RNIB Connect Radio. Thanks for joining us on RNIB Connect Radio.
Diolch yn fawr iawn.